Blog Talk Radio.
I'm talking about Motown Maurice right down here in the state of Florida.
And we've got Motown Maurice of the Motown Maurice Show.
I'm going to introduce you to Motown Maurice.
We have special, special, special guest, Motown Maurice.
Motown Maurice.
Speaking of crazy, we have Motown Maurice,
a man who is trying to put Tampa on the map for late night television.
He is not the next Arsenio Hall. He is the first Motown Maurice.
For those of you who haven't had a chance to experience Motown Maurice,
you have to understand he is very persistent.
And now he has transitioned
from Tampa to Los Angeles, California.
He's now in Los Angeles.
Continuing his pursuit of the quest of a late night talk show host.
Keep an eye on Motown.
Absolutely.
Keep an eye on that gentleman. One day this man is going to be the new face of late night.
Motown, we love you.
Motown Maurice, are you on the line?
And now, your host, Motown Maurice.
And I love you, and I love you, and I love you. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Motown Maurice's Hustle and Shuffle. This is Motown Maurice back on the air. Happy Friday, everybody, on this November 4th, 2011. Yes, indeed, we got some great things ahead. We got an excellent guest on the line patiently waiting. And I must say, I am very elated to be talking to this guest that is on the line patiently waiting right now, because we are almost of the same nature. Yes, this guy's an entrepreneur and a host, and I'm like, finally someone I can relate to. You know, there's a lot of actors out here, but rarely do I run into somebody who's a host, who's an entrepreneur, who are doing things. And I'm like, you know what, I need to see what size shoes he wears, because I want to fit into his shoes, without a doubt. This guy is the hardest working man in Hollywood. He's the founder and CEO of WTV Networks. He's an entrepreneur with the stars, television personality, host, commercial star, media specialist, and all-around businessman. Ladies and gentlemen, he is also dubbed the viral Seacrest by his admirers. Please put your hands together, make some noise, get your pots and pans and clatter them together, and welcome Eric Zulli, better known as EZ. Put it up, put it up, put it up. EZ, what's going on?
What's going on, guys? So that's it. That's it, Motown Maurice. I'm gonna hire you for every time I'm doing an appearance, I'm speaking somewhere. You are now my hype man.
Hey, you are the man. I want to be where you are. I want to follow you. I'll carry your bags. You are doing it. I'm so happy to meet you, because we've been Facebook friends for a little while. And, you know, we never officially connected. And I was out, I've been on a networking high, and I was out networking, and I saw you. We were at this little party environment. We both got invited by a mutual friend. But you stood out because you had a suit. And I know this suit didn't come from Ross or anything like that. So I'm like, this suit is, this guy, he's got to be somebody important. So I came up to you. Little did I know, we've somewhat connected before, and we've been talking ever since. And I'm just happy to be connecting with you and possibly, you know, working with you in the future.
Yeah, man. I want to give props to my sponsor too, Italy Connections. It's custom Italian suits, and man, they, every time I wear those suits, somebody somewhere somehow comes up to me. And they're magical suits, so make sure you go to downtown Los Angeles and check them out. And, yeah, we were at my boy Black Thomas's birthday. And, you know, we reconnected, talked a little bit on Facebook, and you know, you're doing it, man. And it's an honor to be on the show.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you for being a guest. Thank you. You know, you're like my mentor now, so I got to learn from you as much as possible. So much to talk about, but your presence online is impeccable, and I need your advice. How did you become a viral expert? How do you garner so many millions of views for videos? Because I got these videos of me dancing. I'm doing the stanky leg. I'm doing the, you know, the Dougie, but ain't nobody watching me. You know, how can I make a presence? Help me out. Let me know about your expertise.
Yeah, a lot of it is an email blast, man. You know, you just got to keep building that database and building that following. And really, I would, you know, you start up a blog. You get people to get used to your blog and get attachments. You know, it's your celebrity by association. You get yourself co-branded with with a lot of other things. A lot of people think that you don't work with other people because they're competition. Don't look at it as competition. Look at it as a resource. You know, look at it as an alliance. And just find good people to work with, and just keep building your social media platform. You know, like Facebook is one of the best tools, and then, you know, there's Twitter and everything else. And every time you meet people, I mean, forget about phone numbers and emails. Nobody does that anyway. You know, nobody picks up their phone. You know, like email, yeah, you know, but that's usually for business. Socially wise, Twitter is now taking that over. And you know, cross-brand yourself. Put your Twitter on everything you have. I mean, have your Twitter on your business card, but very visually, so people first ultimately see that, you know, and build your subscriber base. You know, focus on the subscriber base and your dedicated fans that like you. I mean, you got an awesome personality, and I mean, that's one of the better introductions I've heard, and I've done a lot of interviews, and I can see you totally growing a fan base. I don't know what your show has. I know I've heard great things, but you keep growing it to where those numbers are popular. Once you hit that 10,000 mark, that's when you're going to really start seeing some awesome things happen. And maybe you are. Maybe you have 10,000 subscribers. I don't know.
Go ahead.
I was just gonna say we're in development right now to start some seminars, and we're talking to some book authors and publishers and stuff, and you know how to do Hollywood the easy way, and you know I'll definitely get you a copy and you know have you come take one of the classes sometime, and you know just do it the easy way.
the easy way. That's exactly what I wanted to talk about next. So once I do it the easy way, does that mean my life gets easier? And I can just sit back and relax and watch the you know the subscribers come in. How does it work?
Well, it's not that it's not going to automatically make your life easier, but it's going to teach you the tools and the tips and tricks and networking and whatnot that I've done and my team's done that's been successful. And it can slowly after a while it becomes an easier motion. And it's just an easier way to get involved with some connections that have good hearts that they want to help. And there's just certain things that I've done and tips and tricks of how to network. And it does get easier. Yeah. You know, I wouldn't say it's like a right away thing, but it's just another way of doing things. And, you know, it gives you that chance to really get in the dugout. And the dugout is the networking, and then eventually get that chance to get up the bat, and you hit that home run, you know?
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, I got Eric Zulli, better known as Easy on the line, and he's talking about his company. And your company is not just, you know, a public relations firm. It's not just a hosting firm. It's an empire, and you're, like, garnering all these different components that are just growing. Tell me a little bit more about the other parts of your empire that's developing, that's functioning, that makes you so big and your brand and your product so big.
Well, it starts with I appreciate you asking that, man. You give me a chance to really kind of put out there how the Easy Way Empire is growing and what's beneficial about it. WTV Networks is a pretty large viral empire. We have distribution through sources that give us like Samsung and iTunes and AOL and pretty big stuff. And we've garnished a lot of relationships with many YouTube partner channels and many blogs and magazines and journalists and things like that. So the distribution of the network is substantial. It's huge. And we created a publicity firm called GME Experts. And it's also marketing and management, and you know it's the company. It's like the heartbeat of the services that we do. And what I'm doing is I'm building a force of some of the top players I'm able to get access to build a management team. And we have some very influential people involved. And you know the other thing is God. Keep your faith in God and let Him guide you. You know, let Him open those networking doors and things like that. You know. And you know, so we have GME, and then we have WTV, and now I'm getting into to film. I'm getting into producing and whatnot, which is the Easy Way I don't know exactly what we're going to call it yet, but it's going to be Easy Way Productions or something like that. And I'm getting really largely into film producing, and we have a lot of projects in development, and I'm working with a lot of the production companies right now, you know, High Point Studios, Continuum Pictures, and a lot of other people from them seeing that, they're starting to want to jump on board, and charities. So I'm on the board for some great charities, and people are coming to me for spokeswork, and I don't know, man, you just do things for the right reasons, and God will take care of you. Seriously,
hey.
Just don't be fake. You know, don't just do it for the right reasons, and you have no idea the doors they can open up, and it's you know, beyond your wildest dreams. I gave up 3 years ago. I'm a vessel for God. That's all. He's taken me and he's put me in all these situations. And I mean, the people I've come in contact with and the people that are backing me and the people that are supporting me is just unbelievable. You know,
hey.
It's just amazing who's on board this team right now, you know?
Well, praise be to God. I need to join that team. Hey, that's what I'm talking about. And the way, you know, as you were talking about your empire, it's ingenious because it's where visual entertainment is going. It's going viral. Less and less people are watching TV these days, and they're getting adapted to watching TV on a tablet, on their phone, and on the computer. And you are right in the midst of all of that. You're right in the nucleus of all of that, and I can see how your empire will get bigger and bigger. Am I correct? Am I right? Am I on point?
Oh, yeah. Well, everything is going social media and cell phones and internet. You know, TV is going to be on the internet soon. I mean, there's holographic images, image phones that are coming. I mean, it's all technology. And the paper age is going away. You know, a lot of things that people used to are going away. And that's what me and my partner and my team have been doing for years to come before even people are starting to realize this new social world. You know, this new technology world. We've been doing that for years and years and years. We've been building, you know, we know all the top secrets to building Twitter followers. And you know, we work with the top companies that we resource them to do the Facebook likes. And we even work with a company that makes you a website on your Facebook fan page.
Nice.
You know, like all the new future, we've been doing that for years. And now people are just catching up with us. And what's happening is people are starting to realize, wow, these guys are like the some good people to go to when it comes to this newfangled blog stuff. And people don't realize that the blog is the new newspaper.
Yeah,
you know, if you know
is.
How to really work a blog for yourself, a blog can make you money and advertise you and go viral. What is a newspaper? A newspaper, you can do so many issues, people read it, and that's it. A blog, tons and 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 tons of people can keep picking it up and picking it up and picking it up. One email blast can have you on 100 blogs that are there for years and years and years. You get put on Google and never goes away.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
and people don't get that. So it's a new way of advertising. It's a new way of promotions. And we have a machine that guarantees you that platform. It guarantees you, you know, those posts and stuff. You know, I own the network. I started a while back, and yeah, you know, I mean, if you guys go to WTVNetworksTV.com or WTVNetworks.tv or thewtv.com, you'll see. I mean, the content we have is awesome content. It's really, really fun to watch, and Brad Pitt, Angelina, and all the celebrities are on there, and so not only do we have the ability to get people out there, but we have all the content. Our content is awesome content, and it's just a matter of wherever we want to put that content, the views go there. You know what I mean?
Hey, listen, I'm not a psychic, but I have a strong feeling Ryan Seacrest himself is going to be asking you for a job in the very near future. You know, I'm just saying. Maybe I'm wrong, but I have a good feeling that I'm right. I have a good feeling that I'm right. Ladies and gentlemen,
I got to tell you, man, that would be funny. I've come across Ryan Seacrest a couple times, and I can't wait until the day I interview him. That's all I got to say.
Hey, yes, you'll be interviewing him for a job, just the way you're going. Exactly. I'm not talking about no television interview.
You know, Ryan Seacrest is a master at his craft, and I give him a lot of respect for how he's done what he's done, and he's an amazing, amazing host, and his personality and the way that he draws people in, and he does a lot. He donates a good amount of money to a lot of great things, and yeah. I have nothing but respect for the guy. But hey, I'm moving fast, and it's great dreams and goals, and who knows, you know?
Exactly. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Motown Maurice's Hustle and Shuffle. I got Eric Zulli, Easy on the line. Thank you for all the callers who are calling in. We're about to get some of you on the line right now. I see 202. I see area code 407, so please be patient. Easy, listen, with all that you do, where do you make time for charity work? Because I know that you do a lot of work for charity. You're a great humanitarian. How in the world do you make time for that? It makes no sense to me. And if you can just kind of address that briefly, because this is my segue into bringing in your friend Nathan on the phone. So please tell me.
Well, you know, as far as charity goes and doing the right thing, it's your own time. Okay, people say they don't have time for things, and that's a load of crock. You make your own time. It's time management.
Exactly.
And it's your team that's able to make your time for you for the right things that make sense. And for charity, I work with a charity we're in talks right now to do some big stuff with stopping sex trafficking, you know, and I work with a charity that's in Africa that stops kids from dying and adults from dying and stuff, and I work with cancer charities, and that's the stuff that really matters. All this other Hollywood stuff and all this other, you know, everything that the spotlight is not what matters. When you're gone, hey, you know what I mean? So I make my time as much as possible, and I make sure my company makes this time, and we give percentages back to a lot of charities and stuff. So that's what matters, and no matter what, if it's a real, real cause and it needs me, and as long as I'm not, you know, I mean, I do everything in my power to be there, and you know, I'd love to bring Nathan in, because I'd love to bring in on the charity and some stuff that's going on. So if he's calling, please put him in right away.
Yes. I will put him in right now. Ladies and gentlemen, Nathan, are you on the line?
On the line. How are you guys doing today?
Hey, we're doing great. We're delighted to have you.
Hey, Nathan, what's up,
man? It's a pleasure
to
be here. What's up?
Now, Maurice, if you don't mind, I'd love to introduce Nathan and a little bit of what he does and who he is. And it's kind of funny, you guys, everybody listening. You know, I just came across Nathan, and he was introduced to me by a good friend of mine, Jira Valenti. I hope I said that right. Valente. And Jira is a producer, an actress, and she's in the industry, and she just kept hammering me and telling me, I gotta meet this guy Nathan, I gotta get involved with this guy Nathan, and you know, I'm glad. I mean, I just got back from out of town, and you know, the first thing I did when I got in, because my schedule's real busy today, but I made sure to make time to talk to Nathan because of what he does, and what he does is something that the awareness, and I hope everybody who's listening donates and gets involved. He works with a company that's called Project Meridian Foundation, PMFI.org. And what that foundation does is they raise awareness and they help stop sex trafficking and human organ trafficking. And it's just, it's really bad what's going on. And I'm going to go ahead and give the floor to Nathan, let him tell you a little bit about his organization and, you know, do it the easy way. And the easy way is donating to that organization.
Take the floor, Nathan. Take the floor.
Wow. thanks so much, Eric. You know, it's great that we have it brought together. I mean, there is no accidents why anybody, including being on the show with you guys today. I mean, it's the way it is, you know. I mean, we have to work together. We work as a team, and that's what we believe. And when I had the vision for this, it is a God thing. That was almost 9 years ago. And, you know, if we just follow and listen to that small voice, and we start to follow that, doors open that no man can close, no man can open, and that's a fact. I first started out back in 2003, walked into Washington, D.C., not knowing what I'd written down on a piece of paper, and had an outline of basically the mission statement of what we're doing today with Project Meridian Foundation. And that first moment, I walked into the White House with an admiral 2 days after I hit Washington, D.C., not knowing anyone here but him and his wife. And then at that point, then I'm at the Pentagon. Then more things occurred there. I'm meeting with the Joint Chiefs. I met with the Secretary of Defense at the time and many other people, and doors just kept opening. And I still wasn't really under the understanding of exactly what I had written down, because I had no knowledge and understanding of the trafficking issue, and the, especially of children being forced into sex trade and being sex trafficked all around. You know, it's such an international problem, but we've got it right here in our own backyard. That's the biggest thing.
If anybody out there doesn't know like an idea of the visuals, you can watch the movie Taken or Abduction or Abducted, and that'll give you an idea, but it's way, way worse. But it'll give you a good idea. And Nathan, you should tell them about the event, the date, and the situation coming up that we're talking about.
Oh, my God. It's, you know, doors are just open for that as well, as you know. We're going to be at the Renaissance Hotel in Hollywood, right off of Highland there, and, you know, right by the Kodak Center. And we are actually going to be having, some great people there, some great people from the music industry, the fashion industry, you know, like yourself, Eric, and others are going to be there. And, you know, it's going to be amazing to see everyone for the very first time of all these industries coming together and saying, enough is enough. We've got to bring the awareness. We've got to start getting people to the understanding of this. So that's what we're going to do at that event. And there's going to be also a special guest as well, and we're going to be giving out some awards also, because there's people that are out there doing things already, you know, Eric, as you know.
I'm actually getting a text message right now from a good friend of mine. He's the president of the Multicultural Motion Picture Association. His name's Jarvie Hutcherson, and he's texting me. So he's trying to call in. He can't get in, but he's on board. He loves the show.
Was that the 407 number?
No, he's actually a different number, but the 407 number is another friend of mine. I mean, hey, thanks guys for all the support, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to put a blog out about the organization. My blog is ericzuley.com, and all the information and how to get involved and everything will be on that blog, which will also be linked to the site. The site is pmfi.org. And you know, to anybody that's not able to call in and get involved, you know, the support is really, really what matters, the fact that you're trying. And I don't know, can we bring anybody else in on the conversation, or is it just one at a time thing?
No, well, we don't have much time left, but the call-in number is 424-258-9375. 424-258-9375. So Nathan, anything else that they can that you can inform them about your event and how they can help before we let you go? Anything else?
Yeah, I guess both of you said it right there. It's what can you do to help? Well, send donations in. We're looking for corporate sponsors to be sponsoring up and partnering with organizations to be able to really stand up on this issue. The other thing is it's going to be January 27th, and it's going to start at 6:30 in the evening. It's going to be a red carpet event. Mm-hmm. And there's going to be it's going to be a lot of media. There's going to be a lot of social networking that's going to be going on as well, getting the message out, letting people know, and letting them know the awareness of what's actually happening to our children in the U.S. They can go to our website, as Eric said, at pmfi.org, and they can actually go on, and if they wanted to buy a ticket online, they could actually buy it right through our website. It's a safe and secure system. That is definitely secure for anyone to use, and that's another way.
All right. Well, thank you, Nathan. Thank you very much for calling, Nathan. We will definitely be in contact and do what we can to support your cause and the event. All right?
Yeah, thanks a lot. I appreciate you having me on the show today, and I really look forward to hearing more about you guys.
Indeed. Likewise. Thank you. Take care. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right, you're listening to Motown Maurice's Hustle and Shovel. I got Eric Zuley on the line, better known as EZ, and we're going to bring in another caller, and that is a 407 number. Get ready because you're on the line. Hello, who are you? And please speak.
Hey, it's Richard. How you doing today, man?
Hi, hey, Richard. Is that my lead journalist?
Yes, it is.
What's going on? Oh, man, you guys, this is actually a treat. Richard. So how are you enjoying the show, Richard? Are you listening?
Yes, I am. I have been listening the entire time, and I have quite a few things I want to interject.
Well, it is Motown Maurice's time, so if he wants to let you go ahead and do that. That is why they call him Motown Maurice.
No problem. We got like 5 minutes left in the show, so, you know, you can use this opportunity right now to interject one or two things. Go ahead.
It's cool, man. I can actually talk like the Micro Machines guy, and I'll get a couple things out at the last minute. Just give me that minute. No.
Okay, no problem. Well, we got 5 minutes on the air, and then we can still extend, but nobody will hear us live after the next 5 minutes. But it's okay.
Go ahead and speak.
All right. One of the things that, since you do work mainly with videos, one of the things I'm pulling in with Eric is providing proper text for them,
mm-hmm.
because search engines are not able to see content
mm-hmm.
of videos. So having good blogs to stand behind your videos that give good description and draw the Google traffic to the keywords is one of your key things to getting hits, because they only know so much from a video and the description you allow below it, say if you entered on YouTube or any other source. So providing them with a good description and
mm-hmm.
providing and getting it sent to the other blogs, because that's how most videos take off, is blogs, Facebook, and Twitter.
Mm.
Uh-huh.
So how many tags? Is there a limit on the amount of tags that you should put on a video? Because sometimes I have, like, 75 tags, and I'm wondering if I'm putting too many.
No more than 12. Yeah, you're jarbling the meta tags are gargling up the search engine because it thinks it's treating you like spam.
Oh, yep. Okay. Hey, I didn't know that. That's good information right there, and it was free. Thank you very much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Go ahead and share one more bite of information if you can.
Sure. When it comes down to getting your videos seen by more people, the blogs are one of the main feasting points for that, because bloggers are so eat up viral videos. Funny, hilarious, that's how you draw attention in that type of manner. And one of the things about Eric is he has so much content and with so high hits that after the fact you write an article bringing in the facts and the new up to date information, and we embed the older material and the older interviews that he has that have had high hits, and it brings them back into the attention of the servers.
Oh, yeah, it's top ranked on Google. All of our blogs, all of our sites, all of our stuff. So it gets picked up and seen before everything else.
Well, thank you, Richard. I really appreciate that information. We're definitely going to have you back on the line along with Eric to just keep on spreading the knowledge. So thank you for calling.
Yeah, you're welcome. This is Richard Childs and for WTV Networks.
Hey, representing. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Motown Maurice on the line with Eric Zulli, better known as Easy. We got 2 minutes left before we get off the live air, but we will still be continuing the show, so you can try to call in, and the show is going to be archived. So I got this next caller we're going to bring in. It's 310 number. Before I bring in you, Eric, go ahead and mention your website and your contact information right now for those who might get cut off listening on the air. Go ahead.
Well, the best way to get a hold of us, you guys, is info@WTVNetworks.tv, and my blog, ericzulley.com. And, you know, everything's on my blog, thewtv.com. And I have a good idea, Maurice, actually.
I have
a good idea, and I'm gonna say this real quick. I'm telling you right now, man. I love your enthusiasm, your voice tone, everything that you're doing. I'm gonna bring you on board on my set, and we're actually doing a WTV radio thing. It's with Blog Talk Radio, and I'm gonna have you host that as well, and maybe some other things. Who knows what'll happen? But I'm gonna officialize that. And why don't we have one of my professionals that do viral marketing and do what we do come on and give 5 minutes of advice for the listeners?
That's what it's all about. And that's how it all starts. Thank you very much. Let's keep it going. Let's keep talking. Let's keep building these bridges. You know, I want to be a part of that empire umbrella you got going because it's big. I want to get a job before you give Ryan Seacrest a job. So, hey, let's make it happen. So, hey, thank you, everybody, for listening. Keep on listening. We're going to keep the party going. 310, you are on the line right now. Who are you? And speak freely. Hello? 310, you ain't there?
310, hey, that's a good area code. Come on, speak up.
I guess they're not there. Sorry.
They'll call back next. but seriously, I think that, and that's me, man. I'm an idea person. When I hear people talk, I hear people do their thing. I kind of always I'm that guy that goes off of it. And you know, my radio show that we're gonna start doing. By the way, I have a radio show you guys can check out at hottalkla.com. You can go to Stitcher, STITCHER.com/Eric Zuli, and you can actually download my cell phone application and you can listen to my show 24 hours a day. I do, you know, celebrity interviews and whole bunch of other stuff. But I'm going to start actually giving advice on SEO and viral marketing. I think that would be very interesting to the listeners. And you guys need to contact Motel Maurice's show and post comments and interact so I know that that's what you guys want. And you know, I'll put together a division, and Motel Maurice will probably be one of the hosts.
Hey, I like the way that sounds. Now, let me ask you this question, if you don't mind. If I become one of your hosts, does a dozen women come with that on each arm? Because every time I see you on a video, I mean, there are some of the most beautiful women I've ever seen in the world on your arms. How do you do it? And that does that come along with the package? Please tell me it does.
I'm a good dude. I don't know. You know, I've helped a lot of people, and I guess I'm fun to hang out with. And hey, women come aboard with it. They come to our events. You know, we have a database of 3,000 models. You know, and we have a lot of correspondence. You know, a lot of the girls you probably see with me are my correspondents for the network and for my show. And you know, we produce television shows. We produce things. You know, we're doing a great thing coming up with Angelique Bates and her new music video. And she was on All That and 35 and Ticking with Megan Good and Kevin Hart. And you know, we do a lot of stuff. So I mean, you gotta have beautiful women around. That's just the fun. And that's my ambiance. I don't really go out without, you know, some beautiful women there. Gotta have some cameras around. Maybe a celebrity or two. That's how you do it the easy way. You gotta do it the fun way. You know, just peep it out. Like, if you guys want to go to my YouTube channel and you want to see some of the movements I do and, you know, how I do it, you can go to the letter E, letter Z show.com. And I do a fun little show with a flip cam or my cell phone. And I'm always posting ridiculous videos, like when I do auditions or if I'm with celebrities, the behind the scenes that a lot of people don't see, the hot parties and certain interviews people don't get and stuff, because I'm friends with a lot of people. You know, and that shows you how to do it.
Man, that's awesome. That's awesome. I got to do it the easy way, ladies and gentlemen. I will be doing it the easy way. You know, and I don't even have to be greedy. Just one of those beautiful women is great for me. Just one. But you are doing it, and so the easy way. Does the easy way include the red carpet experience? Please tell me, because that's something that I have not experienced yet. I've been in L.A. for over a year. Nobody invited me to a red carpet event. Tell me about it. Is that part of the easy way package?
Well, I'm glad that you asked, and I'm glad you actually referred to it as a package, because we're in beta right now. We're in test. We're in development right now with a membership program, and a membership program is a thing called Easy Access. And what it is if you're a member of Easy Access, we give a portion of proceeds to a major charity of your choice. And we give you that easy access in the industry because, you know, I'm blessed. I know a lot of the more influential people and the owners of clubs and the owners of hotels and a whole bunch of different things and concierges and limos. And, you know, there's things that we can do. And it's not just me. It's the company. And through all of our company resources, we got, you know, Hollywood somewhat unlocked. We got a piece of Hollywood unlocked, I guess you could say. So if you want to be a part of that piece, you want to walk red carpets, you want to, you know, get interviews, you want to get a taste of the Hollywood life, we are going to be opening up a membership opportunity where you you know, you pay monthly and then you get the easy access to whatever we're involved in or whatever we're able to get you access to. And yeah, that would include red carpets and the whole Hollywood experience. And you know, for those models out there, for those actors, for producers and people that are really, really actually trying to get into the game, and you've gone through those fun times where, hey, yeah, we're going to make you a superstar, come do this modeling for free, or hey, go on this fashion show, or whatever, you know, that's kind of what that is. You know, you're going to have a great opportunity to be involved in some real situations, meet some real people. We have an event, if I can talk about a couple of our events coming up, our calendar, so some people might know, and I don't know how much time you have, man, but I talk. I'm like you. I can talk forever, and I don't shut up, so.
Well, we're about to wrap up in a moment, but I want to thank you for all the information you have been given, and you know, like I said, I'm no genius, but it almost sounds to me.
Do you realize we just teased the heck out of them? I just said, let me talk about some of the events, and then you just cut me off. All right, let me say this. Go to my calendar, ericzuli.com, all the events I'm involved in. You guys can peep out all the hot events coming up. We got fashion events and fundraisers and just celebrities' birthdays. On the 12th, we have an event for Bonnie Pointer, Grammy Award winner. We're releasing her single, and okay, I'll stop now.
Oh, no, you're fine. You're fine. No, go ahead. Use this opportunity as we close. Go ahead and plug the charity, the Meridian website, and all your other websites right now, and then we'll go to a close.
Well, charity-wise, I already plugged the Meridian website. We have our charity we're working with called Operation Healthy Africa. So it's operationhealthyafrica.org. I just actually finished the event with them at the Beverly Hilton. I was co-hosting with Lee Bailey. And you can go on WTVNetworks.tv, and you can see a video of that event. You can go on their website. I believe they have our video on their website. And as far as events, we have the 12th with Bonnie Pointer, and there's a lot of great people coming there. That's a Vanguard in Hollywood, and she may do a performance. I don't know. We're going to do a red carpet. We have an event, a lot of events that are in the list, but the next event we have coming up is going to be December 16th at the Kodak Center at the Highlands. We're doing Fashion on the Real. And the last event we had, we were expecting 200 people. We had 900. It was a great event. And you can go to Google and type in Fashion on the Real, and you can peep that out. Go to YouTube. And then the event, January 27th, the sex trafficking event, it's kind of an awards thing. They're going to be presenting awards to people that are humanitarians, that are doing great things. There's a lot of stuff coming up with the MMPA, the Multicultural Motion Picture Association. A lot of great fundraisers, great things. So check out that calendar. It's updated every week. We try to do it. We can keep up with it. And, you know, just subscribe to that blog, man. If you want to keep in touch with me and how to do it the easy way, just subscribe to that blog, ericzuli.com. Follow me on Twitter, and you'll know everything. And, you know, follow Maurice, and me and Maurice are going to be working together. Motown Maurice, baby. And how'd you get that name, by the way?
Hey, my mom gave me the name. It's a long story, long story.
All right, so that's interview part two. Got it.
That's interview part two. I know my mom's listening. Hey, Mom. So we're going to keep this party going on another conversation off the air. So thank you very much for listening, everybody. I got right here the modern-day viral Robin Hood, who was taken from Hollywood and just given to everyone in need. So I want, on behalf of everybody, just thank you for all that you do. Thank you for working your butt hard in Hollywood and making it the easy way for us folks like me. So thank you very much.
TheEasyWay.com, baby. Go join the Facebook group.
Yes, yes, yes. So before we go, I do have one question to ask you, and I'm sure you know the answer. So if you could just take this moment and ponder on this question and provide an answer, if that's okay with you. My question is, who's the future of late night television?
Easy. Nah, I'm just kidding. Motown Maurice. My man,
that's
Motown, man.
You got it going on,
brother. Just keep it up, and you're the chocolate future.
Hey, I'm following your footsteps, my brother. Thank you very much for being on the show. Until next time, I look forward to following up with you on all the great things that you do. Keep being easy.
Later, guys.
Take care. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Eric Zulli, the hardest working man in Hollywood, easy entrepreneur of this generation, the viral Seacrest. Yes, indeed. This is Motown Marie signing off. I hope everybody have a great weekend. Please be safe out there. Make sure you visit my blog, of course, The Quest of a Late Night Talk Show Host. And you know I'm on a networking hive, meeting all kinds of great people. So if I met you recently, it's been a pleasure meeting you. Check out the blog for your picture. Once again, MotownMaurice.com. Until next time, be blessed. God bless.